They rejected a package that was proposed by the French authorities last week. How is all of this going to translate into the demonstrations that we're going to see today?
Well, it's a good question. You know, what did Macron really offer? He offered 5 billion euros in tax cuts. That's half of what he offered back in December. And then he's going to, put that money in one pocket and take it out of the other because he's going to cut social services. So people are certainly sophisticated enough to understand that. Anybody over the age of 12, certainly would. And almost from the very start, they were saying that he is not responding to the demands of the other banks. Macron refuses to change a policy that he introduced regarding he had removed a very popular tax on the wealthy. He's going to keep that there. He did not accede to the one democratic demand of the LFS, which was more citizens-initiated referendums. If he had done these two things and cut taxes more and not cut social services, that would have really gutted the support of the LFS. But certainly, there is no indication that the LFS are going to stop. And we are nearing 6 months, almost half a year. And if this is what Macron is going to offer, he is setting things up for a major fight. But I really can't stress enough the major lack of democracy here in France today. When you have a cordon of 150 kilometers around Paris, and then as you get closer and closer, you get stopped again and again and again and again by cops searching you without a warrant. And there is a huge, huge police force here today, and people just want to demonstrate. But again, it's almost half a year of a major, major lack of democracy, and Macron clearly does not want to find any solution.
All right, thanks a lot. Press TV's Rami Mazari joining us from the French capital, Paris. Moving on, a court in New Zealand has charged a man with possessing explosives in the city of Christchurch. The man was charged with possessing explosives, ammunition, and an offensive weapon a day after Christchurch police found